language on notice, writing, and meaning making. I have always gone through phases of how I use language and words. For a little while, depending on a few parameters, I would reuse, recycle, and try to insert the same word over and over again into my conversations. Partly as a linguistic self-exercise, and partly neurosis, the next phase in my life was beginning to manifest. Out of this formula for thinking about language came a new expression, language on notice. Similar to putting the university on watch, as if taking a great event in history, in occurrence, or in progress, like contesting admission. I tried to put language itself on notice. For me, all of this translated into appearing at court for my loitering charge and answering the complaint. As far as I was concerned, contesting admission had risen to the level of the legal system. From here, new laws and new interpretations of behavior and those that wield language would be born. I was, in a sense, creating history. This was very exciting theoretically, but the translation into reality was much less glamorous. In 2008, I really wanted to put the entire world on notice. From institutions like New London, to the court system, to the mental health system, and to every long-standing counter-discourse coming my way, I wanted the world to know I was not giving up, that I was fighting to the very end. Like Rocky Balboa, I would go the distance no matter what obstacles were in my way. Flamboyant, grandiose, and very much passionate about my righteous path ahead, I would press on, however long it took, fighting with whatever means I had until I achieved final victory. I also believed the court system would see it my way. On the way to the courthouse for my appearance, after the initial arrest, Dr. H and I took different vehicles there. She followed me from behind the entire ride to the courthouse. This was no easy feat because I didn't drive directly there. No. Instead, I made it known to the community what I was doing in another desperate attempt to rally support to my cause. I drove around and around and around in circles on the way to my appearance. Dr. H followed me every step of the way in her car, no matter how off course I was or how seemingly bizarre I was acting. I still remember circling around Royal Developmental RCC to rally their support for what I envisioned as progress and a good outcome for that day's legal proceeding. When we finally arrived at the courthouse, I was sure to continue the high-volume, intense theatrics I'd initiated in the long, indirect drive over. Taking pictures by the courthouse sign and by blasting the police entrance to the main building, we had a blast. I posed for picture after picture in my dark leather jacket. I felt like a rebel with a cause, a very specific cause. Contesting admission and putting language and university on notice. Walking inside the courthouse was a different story. I began getting nervous. After all, there was a lot of police and official-looking people in the building. I took the lead from Dr. H, who coached me through the entire proceeding. Dr. H very astutely pointed out to me that we are all animals and are very much afraid of each other. The proceeding was just an organized way of dealing with the fear at hand between the two parties at odds with each other, the university and myself. I couldn't have agreed more with Dr. H. By this time in the semester, I was definitely growing fearful of the university's behavior and the staff at the school. After all, they had me arrested during the process of registering for classes. What next? In court, I entered a response to the complaint of not guilty. When it came time, of course I wasn't guilty, I thought. I couldn't figure out how and why the court couldn't figure out I was being victimized by the staff of the university. Stepping back from it all, my story, my entire experience at Liberty University that semester was just a blurb on an arrest ticket. Nobody really knew what I had been dealing with and continued to deal with on campus. That was when I realized I needed to take things into my own hands. I had to rise above the systems at work in the university and be creative with solving what seemed like an irreconcilable situation and implausible situation in the English department. To do so, I would need to get underneath everything at work and operate at the level of language itself. Only by altering language and its function in the English department would I be able to truly change the course of events moving forward and overturn the admission decision.